I'm from Aleman. Today I want to talk about the human right. You know what is human right?
Human rights are the rights that every human being should have.
In the library of José Labornico College in Santa Marta, a Caribbean city in northern Colombia, around 30 pupils listen to Sanaz Razani.
Exactly. What else? Do you have idea?
The right to family, the right to food, the right to health, the right to work.
In spite of the serious theme, the students remain attentive.
I saw that women are head of the household. Nowadays, women work. They're always alone because they play the role both of the mum and the dad. They're beaten and mistreated and never say anything. Many girls are abused as well, and there are many mothers who are mistreated by their spouses. And this often goes on for years. It doesn't seem normal to me. If I can change anything, I would like to defend and improve women's rights.
Isabella's cool friend, Alberto, expresses love through his drawing.
My drawing is a heart. The hands are, like, supporting it so it does not escape, to show love between a person and another one.
What do you think about human rights? How are they in Colombia?
Some of them are unjust because there are people who are imprisoned because of something they said. For example, they accuse them when they are not guilty.
For Leonardo, an 80-year-old boy, the fight for human rights has already begun. Being LGBT, he wants to see a positive change in the way people view different sexualities in Colombia.
I drew a representation of human rights you mentioned. The right of freedom of speech, the right to be who you want, the right to marry whom you want, the right to express yourself. Because I've seen how it can be cruel to judge someone for being different. For example, being homosexual or bisexual, you don't have to be or act like a woman, so people judge you. Everybody says that you mustn't act like a woman and criticizes you. At home, even though they want me there, they feel repulsed by me. But they still love me.
In 2 days, Sanaz Razani has held 7 workshops. This human rights defender began the fight 30 years ago.
Many years after the first human rights, they thought, okay, still we have a lot of war, we have poverty, we have discrimination in totally different ways and all around the world. Why we don't have that? And who is suffering the most? There are the children and old people. Almost the world is watching to Colombia because of the peace process. It is very important. I think if they find a really good way for a peace, it could be a good way for other people, other countries, because we have a lot of conflicts in different countries, inside or against their neighborhoods.
It was no coincidence that Sanaz Razani chose to speak to children. For her, education is the key to change, and children are the future.
I see that these children understand the human rights with their skin and blood and everything. They live with that and understand very fast what they know that. They know that. Some groups, I ask and they answer, and I don't need to explain a lot. You see that the school doesn't have a lot of rooms or good sport place or everything, but they are doing, and they understand the difference.
After Santa Marta, Sanaz Razani will move on to Medellin. The last leg of her journey to spread the word of human rights will be an exhibition in Berlin later this year. The drawing by children in Nicaragua, Colombia and Germany will be exhibited. For Radio France International, I'm Najed Benrabah in Santa Marta.